AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. In the South, dozens of flights have been canceled or delayed. Severe thunderstorms for Houston and Pasadena, Texas.
Threat for that particular area certainly is a few strong tornadoes.
And Brian Hurley at the National Weather Service says there's a wide area seeing storms.
The Houston area into the Piney Woods area in eastern Texas. But also that slight area of severe weather also includes the Ark-La-Tex area. So that does work its way into Louisiana and southern Arkansas.
Traffic is piling up as rush hour combines with holiday travelers heading back home. In New Jersey, a sinkhole has opened on Interstate 80 eastbound in Wharton, west of New York City. Travelers are being detoured. What was behind the crash of a passenger jet from Azerbaijan heading to Russia? Our Rika Ann Garcia has the story.
Aviation experts say the plane most likely went down after being hit by Russian air defense systems. The Russian Civil Aviation Authority's preliminary information indicated the pilots diverted after a bird strike. However, some aviation experts say that the holes seen in the plane's tail section likely indicate that it could have come under fire from Russian air defense systems. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
There's been a new round of Israeli airstrikes in Yemen, targeting the Houthi rebel-held city of Sana'a and multiple ports. The director of the World Health Organization was at the airport when one of the explosives went off. Four family members are reported dead in Wakefield, New Hampshire. Authorities are checking their heating system and suspect it was carbon monoxide poisoning. They say there were no CO2 detectors in the home. Wall Street drifted to a mixed close today. This is AP News. How did retailers do this holiday season?
Holiday sales from the beginning of November through Christmas Eve climbed 3.8%, outpacing the 3.1% increase from a year ago. That's according to MasterCard's Spending Pulse. Clothing sales rose 3.6%, with most of the growth being fueled by online shopping. Spending on restaurants and sales of electronics and jewelry also grew. Online sales jumped 6.7% from a year ago, and in-person spending was up 2.9%. I'm Shelley Adler.
A Scottsbluff, Nebraska man is getting back the title to his home years after he lost possession because of nearly $600 in tax debt. Kevin Fair had to quit his job in 2013, caring for his wife who has multiple sclerosis, and he fell behind on the taxes. But now Nebraska Supreme Court's ruled Fair should get his home back. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.